I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
407 DGS, happy Friday. I didn't realize Amy Coney Barrett was Catholic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, what? Piss off. Are you kidding me?
What happened to the small church with the whole
Handmaid's
thing?
Tale?
Yeah, what happened to all that?
Look. Pelosi's.
I guess it's a Catholic church.
Pelosi pretends to be Catholic,
according to
at
the
least.
Story.
She's not.
Yeah.
Catholic. It's a universal church.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? You're going to go after someone because they're Catholic.
They are, yes.
That's nuts. I mean,
they're going to.
Who knows what the hell happened with Kavanaugh?
They're going to try to paint her as an extreme.
At least Kavanaugh was accused of raping someone. Like, at least, you know what I mean? At least there was something shocking. That you could look into.
I think the church thing is a big nothing, but Andrew says, according to Kilmeade, she used to be a part of that church and became Catholic.
Oh,
so there's
God.
Some connection, but still, like, get over
in,
it.
In the olden days, you can look this up, not that olden, I think Ginsburg got like 80 votes or something, but in the olden days, Bork was the first one really to get borked.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, it was like, okay, you won the election, you get your person. And unless there was just something insane about them, everyone voted for them. And it will be an absolute, you should hang your heads in shame if Democrats don't vote for Amy Coney Barrett. We're just saying that because everyone's reporting that she's the choice. That's friggin' ridiculous. And I would feel the same way if Hillary Clinton had won. Or if Joe Biden wins November and he wants to put someone up.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how liberal they are, unless there's something in their past, in their character, that would disqualify them. Hey, you won.
In elections, and have
I would want Lindsey Graham to vote for that person.
Yeah, that's how it works. Elections have consequences.
Jeez,
you put a Republican in the White House, you're going to get conservative judges.
Don't you just look at their record and what they've done? I don't understand how anything else
really,
comes into
it. Really used to be like if there's something disqualifying.
Yes.
But now it's you're Catholic. Disqualified because I disagree with your politics, which is ridiculous.
And we'll try to find anything that we can.
And Democrats should step up and they should tell the Democrat senators, you vote for her because... You flag the tape. If one day there's a Democrat in the Oval Office and they nominate someone whose only sin is being liberal, I will say, Roy Blunt, you should go vote for that person. There's nothing disqualifying about me disagreeing with your politics.
I know you've been a Lindsey Graham guy, right? That's fair assessment.
I'm sort of out on him now.
Okay.
But I have been, yes.
Okay. He has caught some grief recently because in 2016, he's one of the, you know, he's had one of the quotes that's been going around a lot about, you know, why it's not appropriate to try to nominate a judge in an election year and all that. He says that his mind was changed in 2018 by the way that Democrats behaved with Kavanaugh, which I actually kind of believe because... Lindsey Graham was obviously angry. He was
remember his big
outburst,
rant.
Very angry, and he said my opinions. He said, I did say that, and I am saying the opposite now, but my opinion on Supreme Court justice nominations changed after Brett Kavanaugh.
He may be telling the truth. May be telling the truth. You can't know what someone's heart is. But the reason I like Lindsey Graham is because he seemed to be his own person and say what he believed no matter what. Here's what I think. I don't think that you have to criticize your own party or your own president. But to me, if you don't, that's a sign of a bootlicker. And if you do...
And a booger, which is what I thought you were going to say.
If you do, that's a sign of being brave. It's a sign of courage. The same way that if there's nothing in Coney Barrett's record other than her religion, it would be courageous for Democrats to step up and say, we should confirm her.
Mm-hmm.
But they won't.
No.
But that's what they should do. Mm-hmm. That would be courageous. But everyone's a punk and a puss, and they don't. And so that's my problem with Graham is I think all he cares about is getting reelected. And he'll do anything he can do.
I was going to ask you, why are you out on him?
Yeah, just for that reason. He just seems now to just, like, blow with the wind. But maybe that's it. I know that he got really pissed off about the Kavanaugh thing. I understand it, but I don't know. Yeah, I thought Coney Barrett must still be in some cult-like church.
Mm-mm.
She's Catholic, for the love of God.
I mean, I'm reading a rundown on her right now, and it just seems like she's conservative. Everything checks out, but it's nothing is jumping out at me as, like, radical.
Yeah. She kills kittens or anything.
This is interesting. Since she is Catholic, she has in the past recused herself from certain cases having to do with the death penalty. But when working for Scalia, she was able to assist him. She's basically made the statement of like, hey, if you're Catholic and you feel a push against this, step aside and let someone else handle it. However, she was able
Good
to
for
put
her.
It aside.
And you know what? Look what's happened with Kavanaugh, Gorsuch, and especially Roberts. They're not nearly the conservative monsters that the left thought they were going to be.
No, they're trying to follow the law. That is the job. You're supposed to be following the law.
Brett Kavanaugh has not done anything
political
extreme.
At all.
At all.
Neither is Gorsuch. And Roberts is basically a moderate.
Roberts is, yeah, he's unpredictable.
Mm. Man, that's disappointing. Almost as disappointing as the fact that Lori Loughlin has Pilates and spin classes at her prison.
Okay.
No one.
So her life in prison is way better than my life outside of prison?
Pretty much.
Okay, got it.
Pretty much.
What prison? Who was the one that went to the prison that may or may not have walls?
Oh, gosh.
Who was that?
I feel like it was Steve Stanger.
That sounds right.
That's it.
That sounds right.
Oh, that does, yeah.
Yeah.
May or may not have walls and was, and like, when we read the description of the prison, it sounded like...
A resort?
It did. It sounded like you were reading... Like a TripAdvisor post.
Call me old school. I know I'm frustrating. I'm all over the place politically. But I think when you go to prison, you should be...
It should be uncomfortable.
You have a sledgehammer turning big rocks into little rocks.
Right. It should be...
You shouldn't get your PhD and you shouldn't do Pilates.
Now and then you make a license plate.
It doesn't need to be inhumane or anything like that. But it shouldn't
be punishment.
It shouldn't be pampering.
But instead they're like, Lori, I am so sorry. The hot tub is out of commission for the next 2 weeks.
That one, I'm remembering now more and more of that post about Stanger. Didn't it say something about the rolling hills?
Yeah.
The beautiful
yeah.
views of the rolling hills. Like, what?
Love it.
Mm. Pilates.
Continental breakfast
That's great.
Is free.
And as soon as she gets out, she's going to be in demand. Everybody's going to want to talk to her about her experience in prison and what was it like. And she's going to be, she'll end up fine.
Ugh. I'm sure you're all wondering how I'm doing with my Ewan McGregor motorcycle show.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, don't tell me too much because we're going to watch this.
Okay.
Is this a spoiler alert?
Yeah.
I think you just let something out there.
Sorry. I plan to watch this. Probably.
Did I just get invited?
With someone else.
So. Yeah.
We're just tell me. It. Yeah, we're all going to watch it.
Jonas
Apparently, we're going to lower the projector after the show tonight. And
I think I'm going to South County.
Do not.
Sounded like
just it. Don't give me too many spoilers. That's all I'm asking.
I won't.
You can give me all the spoilers.
Tonight is
you want.
The fourth episode. I love you, and I love everything about it. A lot of people will tweet and say things like, oh, Glover Show hasn't been good since 2010, bring back Tom, all that kind of stuff. Things evolve. Things change. And so I've loved the first two seasons of The Long Way Round, Long Way Down. So it's okay if this one's not hitting, but my fear is correct. It's all about climate change and electric vehicles and the whole thing. Mm. That's fine.
It is
That's
fine.
All it's about.
Oh,
like the first
no.
three episodes, it's not even about motorcycle riding or look, we're in this new place, watch the local culture. Like, it's all about trying to keep these friggin' motorcycles charged.
Yeah.
And I don't care.
And how many miles they've
yes,
gone.
Yes, I don't
how
care.
How much fuel they've saved. And
ugh.
And if it's the Harley-Davidson, they're Harley-Davidsons, these electric bikes. It is the single worst advertisement for anything ever.
I wondered about
that. Because they're always
I would have been open to an electric
down, right?
bike or a car. Not now.
Didn't you say
down?
That? Didn't
oh,
you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you said that the motorcycles are constantly breaking down, and then the chase
the
car, which is all
everything,
which are also electric,
everything's electric.
Every vehicle's running out of juice.
They broke down too.
Yeah.
The safety net.
Yes.
Whatever happened to the hybrid cars? Is that a thing? Am I making that up?
No,
they're still
remember
around.
Skip talked about that about a week ago,
around.
And that was.
I know somebody who had a Tesla and loved it, but hated the fact that when he went on a road trip, he had to, you know, you could only make it 200 some odd miles. He had one of the earlier ones and stop somewhere and plug it in and then eventually just traded it in for something. Now, I understand that the batteries are getting better and it's, you know, they're going to be able to go further. That's a thing anywhere you are with an electric car. You have to stop and plug it in. How are you going to take a motorcycle trip across, where are they?
South America.
Yeah, it's not good. It's, I mean, yeah.
Ewan's still handsome, though.
Is he? That's kind of good.
Getting older,
yeah.
though.
Is he? He's
age,
got a different
man.
Wife. Is she relevant? Do they discuss
no.
her?
Hmm. No, they don't. I don't think they're married.
Oh.
Mary Elizabeth Winstead. Okay, I'll probably take crap for this. I don't
Here
care.
Here we go.
Season two
yeah.
was ruined because Ewan's horrible wife came on the trip with them.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
It was terrible.
Why did she go?
Because she's French.
Oh, yeah.
She was just, and she'd never been on a bike. And this is true adventure riding. She'd never been on a bike. And she's like, I would like to go. And oh. and so they're like, okay, honey, why don't you go? And Charlie, his best friend's like, really?
Really? Is she gonna go?
And you could tell Ewan didn't like her. But she went, and she kept falling, and she sucks, and the show sucked because of it.
Oh, man.
And look, if it were two women in a show traveling across Europe.
So be it.
So be it. And then if one of their crappy husbands was like, I wouldn't mind going and having
yeah.
some baguettes.
No.
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 Did she stay the whole time or did halfway through
she
they
met,
send her
she
home?
She met halfway.
Oh.
And then she left towards the end and oh, thank God. Why can't she just crash? I mean, just, I don't want her dead. Just hit a tree and maybe break a
it's
leg.
Very thoughtful of you. I wonder if that was part of the final straw for the marriage.
Could be.
You know?
Never know.
This is going to be dangerous because I'm going to try to talk about a story that I only kind of remember.
That's different.
Have you ever seen the controversy surrounding the guy who made cars that run on water?
No.
Just a little.
From the late 90s. He had created this engine, had it patented, was taking it around to different shows. Showing people, here's this, it was, I think, like a dune buggy type thing, and he's driving it, taking it on display, and it was powered by water, and he was like, this is going to save everything, and then he suddenly died.
Wow.
What?
Yeah. And he died, and
everyone else is like, I don't think we're going to keep
the
researching
car
that.
Disappeared. Wow. Like, his brother's been interviewed and said all his paperwork, all his... the actual engine, the car, everything just
disappeared
right after he died. And he was fairly young. I think he was like in his late 50s or maybe 60 years old. Maybe not even that old.
We need to put Keith Morrison on this.
Yeah, yeah. And he was saying, like, I'm getting threats. You know, they
wow.
the car industry, you know, they don't, the economy, they don't want me. They don't want this. It'll ruin everything. I'm not saying it's, I'm not at all saying that it's true. I'm just saying that it is a very interesting story.
That would have really helped out with this whole Green New Deal thing.
Right.
Would have made the transition a lot easier.
Maybe Carol Baskin did it.
He went to dinner, I think, with a group of investors and came home from that dinner and died.
Dang.
And he apparently told his brother they poisoned me as he was dying.
And they stole the car.
Right?
And all the plans.
Because they don't want.
And everything. Because,
yeah, there's a movie called Who Killed the Hydrogen Car? It's similar
mm-hmm.
to that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's crazy.
Oh, yep. Well. When we come back, we're going to play National Day Challenge, and we will invite Dave Murray, my best friend ever, to join us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I just did that thing where you write with a pen and the ballpoint's not down.
Again?
Again. Hello, best friend ever, Dave.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm so honored.
Thank you.
I'm as happy as can be today.
Yeah, several people out there heard that. They're like, oh, he's your best friend. But he is.
Hurt me a bit.
So yeah. Warmer over the weekend and then a little bit of rain?
Yes. You know, tonight, this evening's fine. 62 for the overnight low. A lot of sunshine tomorrow. It's a little breezy in the afternoon, 88 for the high. That's going to seem warm, and it is. It's about 10 degrees above average. Quiet Saturday night. Sunday's quiet, partly sunny, 84 degrees. Knock the temperature down a couple of degrees on Sunday because of some added clouds. Then we've got a cold front moving in, and it's a pretty impressive cold front. It's a slow mover. It's going to struggle a little bit, but it will get through. Sunday night and Monday, clouds, periods of rain showers. I think it rains all the time, but it's pretty good rain. I think we could see a half an inch of rain, and all the moisture is behind the front, not ahead of it. So it's going to be a bit of a chilly rain late Sunday night and Monday. The high Monday, remember, we're going to be 88 tomorrow. Mm-hmm. The high Monday, 65.
Whoa. Wow.
It's a cold front.
Whoa. And then pleasantly cool and dry and sunny Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and next week. Primarily temperatures in the 60s to near 70 degrees.
Love it. We've had a stretch.
Yes.
This is great.
Man, we have had a stretch.
Can't complain.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's play National Day Challenge.
All right.
Yeah,
all right.
Do
Dave, have you played this with us before?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Good. Good, good.
So, yeah, so everybody knows, I take a look at the National Day calendar each and every week, and there are many, many National Days in every week. I think there were 2 days this week that had 13 National Day Ofs. Yeah. And so I look at all those, and I put together a little trivia game regarding the National Days of that week. So here we go. Yes, sir.
My 20th anniversary is October 16th.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think my second best friend, Mayor Crewson, would make it like Dave Glover Show Day?
Maybe.
Maybe
might.
Give me the key to the city?
Maybe.
I would think so.
Oh, I'm sorry. You guys probably
maybe we're
on
already
that.
Working on
okay.
something like
yeah.
that.
I've ruined the prize.
You really
sorry.
Have.
I have
Rachel.
One of those.
Rachel,
actually, I have two of them.
Do you really?
What was the other one? Yeah. I figured one was when you retired.
I got one. Yeah, I got one Mascuda. When I was retired. And then when I went off to Good Morning America, they had there was a little parade downtown.
Get out!
What? Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
And got the plaque that says, it's Dave Murray Day.
That's Damn. Great.
Very nice.
Pretty cool. Yeah.
Did you ever think the key to the city meant, like, real key?
Yeah.
Like, you could really go?
I still do.
Don't burst his
the
bubble.
The key to the center of the city.
Just walk into Chris's at the key dock and go, show him the key, and be like, pancakes. Chris, pancakes.
I can go anywhere I want. I have the key. All right, here we go. National Day Challenge, week of 9-2020. Question number one. Sunday was National Pepperoni Pizza Day. Pepperoni is the number one pizza topping.
That's pretty early, Dave.
Yeah, you're not gonna.
Okay.
But, I mean, go for it.
Go for it.
All say right. something.
Sausage.
Nope.
Sausage.
I'll keep reading.
Wow. Did you see what she did?
Finally.
Oh, wow.
Finally, his early buzzing.
Yeah.
Wait, belling. Whatever.
She made the meanest face
I
at
did.
Me.
I did.
Teacher, Sue Thomas is making mean faces at me.
There was a bit of a cackle. That was a bit of a...
Well, he always does that. That's how he wins. I'm just glad to see that we get the whole question.
You yeah. love to see it.
Sunday was National Pepperoni Pizza Day. Pepperoni is the number one pizza topping in the U.S. So I asked our friends at TJ's Pizza about how popular pepperoni is. Within five, what percent of all pizzas they make at TJ's Pizza have pepperoni?
Weather.
Yes. Dave.
45%.
No.
It's a good guess.
Rachel.
Rachel.
75%.
No.
It's a good guess.
Sue.
Yes.
60.
That's stupid.
On the nose.
60%.
Is it really?
Of the pizzas they make have pepperoni.
Well, someone's looking right at the
one
paper.
One of the toppings. You know what? I will...
I am.
Yeah, could you turn it a little bit?
I've never been able to see that
yes,
thing.
I will. Yes, I will. Question number two, for 1 point each, what are the next five... Dave.
Sausage.
It's right this time.
Is one...
Hamburger.
No.
Sue.
Dang, knock yourself out.
Let's see. How about, cheese. Is that just too obvious?
Is that, yeah, no. It's on, extra okay. cheese is
extra
one of
cheese.
Them.
Uh-huh. Oh, love of God.
Mushrooms.
Yes.
Onion.
Yes.
One
more.
Bacon.
You got it.
Oh, she can't Whoa. See the paper at all.
I'm no! doing that. I'm trying to
Went
do this.
Right down the
yeah,
page.
That's a good
nope,
point.
It's pizza.
What does right, TJ I'm have against hamburger?
Everything. No, this was just boring. The most the five most popular pizza toppings in the U.S.
Oh, I was about to get mad at TJ.
That one didn't have anything to do with TJ. Just question number one did. Oh, boy, I like a TJ's pizza. Question
mm-hmm.
number.
Yes. Gosh, I wish we had one right now.
Oof.
Sorry, I was...
Good.
Reacted a little more emotionally than I planned.
Boy, they're good.
I understand it.
Question number three. Sunday was also National Wife Appreciation Day. What is my
Rachel.
Wife? Rachel.
Christine.
That is correct.
Damn. I want to say sausage again.
Question number four. Monday was National New York Day. What's the capital?
Sue. Rachel.
Sue.
Albany.
That is correct.
Yep.
Sue is establishing a lead. I think I just spelled the word establishing with an A. Question number five. For 1 point each, what are the five boroughs of
Ooh. Brooklyn?
Mm-hmm. That's one.
Queens?
That's two.
Manhattan?
That's three.
Long Island?
Rachel.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Rachel.
The Bronx.
The Bronx.
Ooh, good
That's
one.
The only one I had.
And there's one more.
Is it Harlem? No.
No.
It's not.
Weather. Dave? Yep. Go ahead, Dave.
Staten Island.
Staten Island.
Staten Island.
That was impressive.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. For some reason, I tried to make on my scorecard here, because we have two Daves, I made DG, and then I made GM. Instead of DM, it was supposed to be DG and DM, but
well,
I
Dave
clearly
the
wrote
general manager.
GM and not DM.
Man, I want to go to New York City before
there?
I turn 30. That's been like a goal of mine the past couple of years, and I just feel like with COVID, it's not going to happen. It just feels like a bad time to go, you know.
For you and
I think you're right.
Everyone, I hope you're wrong.
I hope I'm wrong, too. I hope next spring everything's cool and I can go.
By the way, there are 9 questions this week, and we are on question number 6. Of course, we also have the tiebreaker if we need it, and the QMD at the very end. Question of mass destruction, automatic win. Question number 6. Tuesday was National Centenarians Day. What?
100 years old.
That is correct. Someone who is 100 years old.
I like all the size.
Centenarian.
I think you must have walked by the answer sheet. You
yeah.
No one knows what centenarian means.
Yes.
Centenarian. Question number 7. Tuesday was also National Girls Night. Huh. What year was Cyndi Lauper's Girls
Two.
Just... Dave. Glover.
1984.
No.
Sue.
Sue.
1983?
83. Ooh. Girls Just Want to Have Fun, released in 1983. Do you know that song was written by a dude?
No.
Yeah,
written
we listened
and
to
first
it.
First released
time.
By a dude, and it was, yeah, it's terrible.
Wait, he released it?
Rich?
He sang
yeah.
it too? Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
The guy who wrote it released it, and it
you know, it's weird.
Is awful.
Yesterday, we referenced Captain Lou Albano, and today, Cyndi Lauper.
Mm-hmm.
Weird.
Ooh. It is weird.
Yeah. It's weird.
2 questions left. Question number 8. Wednesday was National Checkers / Dogs in Politics Day.
Ha.
That's not 2 separate things.
What?
That's one day. That's not 2 separate days.
Wow.
It's one day. National Checkers / Dogs in Politics Day.
What?
What exactly
Weather.
Are we celebrating? Yes. Dave Murray.
The dog of President Nixon.
I need it to be a little more specific than that. I'll allow this for now. Go ahead.
Say it again,
Dave.
Gets more than one chance.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Presidential dogs.
That is correct.
Mm.
Must be nice.
What do we celebrate on National Checkers / Dogs in Politics
Day? Now I see
what
the key to the city gets you.
Now you get that. You got it, Dave.
On October 17th, I would have gotten a second bite of that
we
apple.
We are celebrating the dogs that have lived in the White House.
Checkers.
Trump needs a dog.
Named after.
He doesn't like dogs. Dave.
Richard
he
Nixon's
hates dogs.
Dog.
Man, that would really humanize him.
Yeah, but he has a problem
I know.
With dogs.
Yeah.
Final
he
question.
He should get a cat.
Yeah, and there it, you go.
That would make me like him more.
Final question, and it's still Sue is winning, but.
Dogs.
Sue is winning, but anybody can still catch up. Last question. Today is National Comic Book Day. For 1 point each, what are the top 5 best... Dave. Glover.
That one really annoyed me when you dinged in.
I appreciate you saying that.
What's the beef?
It's the bell. I know we talked about this before, and then Sue tried
that
to
bell,
use
huh?
the... Yes.
Yeah.
It's annoying.
Yes.
It's annoying. Your bell annoys me.
Superman?
Number 1.
Oh.
Spider-Man?
Number 3.
I prefer Spider-Man, if you please.
Batman?
And you just won. You want to try to keep going? Well, no, because Sue could come back. There's 2 more.
Oh, could she?
Well, yeah, because she can. There's 2 more.
The Mighty Thor?
No, incorrect. For 1 point each, what are the top 5 best-selling comic book characters or groups of all time? There is still 2 points left. Superman, Batman,
Spider-Man,
all
gone. I have no idea, Rachel. Do you know anything about these?
Or groups, eh? What about the X-Men, Tony?
Are you buzzed in?
Rachel.
Yes.
What about the X-Men?
Is a point.
Do you want my belt?
No, I'm good.
One more.
Let's see. Why don't we try?
Mm-hmm.
10
seconds.
The Green Lantern? I don't mm-hmm. know.
Nope.
Oh, boy, I like
Dave or
I
Sue?
Like
want to take a shot at it?
No.
Dave Murray?
I have no idea.
Avengers. Captain America.
Captain America.
Oh,
Captain
okay.
America. Sue, if you would have just tried,
I would never have
you were
said,
only 1 point behind
yeah,
Dave.
I'm so sorry.
Dave
I did
Glover
not know.
Has, for now, won this week's edition of the National Day Challenge. QMD coming up momentarily. First, the tiebreaker, had we have needed it, back to Tuesday. Tuesday was one of the days that was 13 different days. It was also National Car-Free Day. So if you drove on Tuesday, you broke the rules.
Oh.
Mm. You're not supposed to drive National Car-Free Day.
Shouldn't have went to work on Tuesday.
Closest guess would have won the tiebreaker. How many cars are there in the world?
Damn.
Wow.
1.4 billion.
Ugh.
Yeah. 1.4 billion. And you weren't supposed to drive on Tuesday, and nobody told us.
Oopsie.
All right, here we go. QMD, the only way to defeat Dave Glover. If you get this question right, tomorrow is also 13 national days, and one of them is National Shamu the Whale Day. What year, got to get it exactly, was the first Shamu show at SeaWorld?
Weather. Sue. Oh, go ahead, Dave.
Dave, I kind of Dave Murray.
Come on, Dave Murray. Mm-hmm.
72.
Incorrect. Yeah, so it's tomorrow and Tuesday were the 2 days that were 13 national days.
Sue.
Mm-hmm.
I remember this as a kid, but I don't remember when it's... I'm going to say...
40s.
Thank you. I'm going to say 1976.
Incorrect.
Darn it.
Rachel, you're the only one that can still beat him.
Come
I'm
on.
I'm going to guess 75.
No. You want to take a shot at it, Dave?
1950.
1966 was the first Shamu show at SeaWorld. And did you know that they still do killer
Shamu?
Whale show?
That's cool.
No.
Am I Mandela effect right now? Didn't they announce a few years ago that they were not going to do...
Because they kept killing people?
...killer whale show
Wait,
anymore?
You're right. Something like that.
The whales.
What?
And they still do them. I swear I remember like them announcing that they weren't going to do it.
Remember
anymore.
When the one lady got killed?
Yeah.
And then they stopped for a while.
Yeah. And then they were like, eh, it's probably fine.
They probably won't kill anybody
They're
else.
They're still called killers.
Dave Glover has won the National Day Challenge week of 9-2020.
Thanks, Dave.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Welcome back, guys. DG Ask, a few minutes shy at 5 p.m. Going to do some studio feud on the other side. Right now we have Frank Cusimano from News Channel 5. Hello, Frank.
Great to be with you, Dave. Hope you're well.
You too, pal. What's new?
Well, we are in the final week of the season for the Cardinals. And it could go one way or the other. We could be out of the postseason by Sunday or Monday night, or we could be headed to San Diego for round one of the playoffs. Things actually look kind of promising, Dave. This pitching staff is so insane that even though it's an inept offense, all you need is a few runs and you can win a game. And I got to tell you something, too. In 2006, Dave, when the Cardinals won the World Series, they won 51% of their games in the regular season. They got smoking hot in the postseason and won it all. This team has also won an identical 51% of their games. Now, I'm not suggesting they're going to win a World Series, but I am saying that if they get in with this pitching, anything could happen. And I want to say this, too. St. Louis fans better get used to the name Dylan Carlson, because he may be the biggest name in St. Louis sports for a long period of time. He's a phenom outfielder who they brought up, who flopped initially. They took him back to Springfield, and he's come back, and he's lived up to this vast potential. Dave, he hits with power. He fields. He runs. He has a chance to really, really be special. Remember the name, Dylan Carlson.
Frank, can you give the specifics on what the Cardinals need to do, need to have happen to clinch this postseason?
Well, they're actually, Tony, they can catch the Chicago Cubs and win the division. I mean, they're 2.5 games out as we speak, and the Cubs are absolutely floundering. So a more likely scenario is you finish ahead of the Reds, you finish in second, and you have like a 5-6 seed matchup with the Padres in San Diego. Now, look, they could get beat here, and they could get knocked out of the playoffs. But I think right now I'm pretty confident that they're going to get in. They got to hold off the Brewers, hold off the Reds, and just play decent baseball against the Brewers the rest of the way.
And what's the playoff setup? Is there are the series shortened or different than a normal year?
Yeah, the last two teams that get in play a best of three, and they actually go to that park, and then they go to a pod setting at a couple of different cities around the country. But the first round, like if the Cardinals, if it kind of stands like it is now, the Cardinals would go to San Diego for a best of three beginning on Wednesday.
And it'll all be wrapped up by Monday for sure. Is that correct?
Yeah. If there's a chance, the Cardinals have a doubleheader scheduled in Detroit if necessary. If it's not decided and those games are needed to determine playoff seeding, then the Cardinals would actually have to go to Detroit and play two more games.
What you looking at as far as the NFL is concerned this week?
Let me see. I think there's an unbelievable matchup coming up this weekend. We have maybe the two most athletic quarterbacks to ever play in the NFL in Lamar Jackson, MVP last year, Patrick Mahomes, MVP the year before. They're going to be squaring off in a game. So I think that's definitely going to be the game of the weekend.
And then Mizzou, Alabama, tomorrow.
Wow.
Tomorrow evening? Is that right? It's tomorrow evening, right, Frank?
Yeah, 6 o'clock national television against the team that won 4 national championships last decade against the greatest coach, I think, in the history of college football. The point spread is 28.
Oof.
I don't like our chances, but it'll be fun to just watch Mizzou in action again.
I'm putting some money on that.
I agree.
Are you taking Alabama?
No. I'll take Mizzou in 28.
And the points.
Good.
Yeah.
I like that.
You know, Frank, if you're gonna beat a team like that, week one is the week to do it. There's been crazier things that have happened in the opening week.
Okay. It's an interesting thought, but let me give you this thought. When Alabama has been a 28-point favorite, they are 29-0 under Nick Saban.
Yeah.
Frank, did you see the story about the...
They're due to lose.
The Tampa Bay Lightning guy, the cops getting called on him?
I did not hear this. What happened?
You might want to use this story on TV. So a Tampa Bay Lightning fan was screaming, shoot, 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 and the next-door neighbor called the cops, who showed up and thought that there was a domestic violence going on.
Wow.
And there's just a bunch of guys eating Cheetos and watching hockey.
That's classic. Wow. That's
funny. All right, anything else? We're about wrapped up.
That's about it.
All right, have a great weekend. Thanks, Frank.
Take care.
Go Tigers.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.